sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. I am broker of the Becky. No, I'm not. I'm broker of Movers Real Estate, right, Mark?
You are broker, yes.
What do I lead?
You lead the Becky Ivins Real Estate team.
There you go. One of my agents, Mark Carr, is here. Mark directs our operational team, and he also works with our buyers that want to see property. Have you shown property?
Yeah, yesterday. We showed virtually yesterday, met with a group, with a couple that are looking to be first-time home investors.
Oh.
And, yeah, back, so they were ready, they thought they were ready to buy about 90 days ago, but he got deployed and just got back in this past couple days, and so we reconnected and kind of have a strategy for this next week to put in an offer or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good.
That's good. Well, you missed the one good deal that I was going to use for my smoking hot deal here because it just went on the market yesterday, but it sold yesterday.
Yeah.
So
I saw that come through.
Yeah. It was a great house. So anyway, we're going to talk mortgage today. Lending in general. How's that? Here with my favorite lenders, who is Dean Riddell with SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Becky.
And Matt McLean, who also is SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Becky.
Well, we are talking about lending today. Mark, do you have any questions about lending?
I always have questions about lending. I'm glad Dean's here because it's always, that's like one of the questions we always face is, how are they going to pay for it? We can find them a home, but then how is it going to get paid? And that's where the loan.
Right. And I will tell you, I've heard a rumor of a lot of changes in the lending regulations. I heard a rumor this week that the minimum credit score for an FHA loan went from 640 to 680. Is that true, Dean?
Depending upon lender. So ours was, up until 45 days ago, our credit score floor was 600. But through this coronavirus period we're in, we've elevated our scores to 640. A lot of lenders have elevated theirs to 660, 680. So I think that's kind of lender-driven to where what their risk threshold is. And I can kind of see us elevating ours above 640 as time passes.
Well, the thing is, 640, a credit score that is at 640, what does that look like? You've had some late payments?
It could, but if you're a young first-time buyer, which is kind of the audience that this could hurt, what I call young credit, they may have two trade lines. They may be 6 months old. So it's not bad credit. It's just young credit.
Okay. So there's no real track record to know how responsible you're going to be at paying back a loan.
Correct.
So a lender might be a little dubious about loaning 96.5% of the purchase price, right?
Right.
Now, has the down payment changed, Matt?
No. Down payments have not changed.
Okay. So still you can get 3.5% down payment on an FHA loan.
Correct.
And conventional loans, what kind of rates are we looking at there?
Well, rate-wise, I mean, you're in a 3.25, 3.375 world today. There's been, on your down payment comment, I've had people ask me, hey, I understand conventional lending is going to a 20% down, must have a 700 score. Have you heard that?
Yes, I did.
And so I think Chase is the lender that typically applies to, but it's more so on the warehouse line. If we were selling to Chase, they're basically establishing a threshold of a 700 score with 20% down. Lending in Oklahoma City, we're still back to the 5% down, 10% down, 20% down without the 700 credit score requirement.
Here's advice coming from Becky Ivins. Are you ready, listeners? If you're going to purchase a home or you know someone who wants to purchase a home, purchase it right now unless you are someone that has had a long life of good credit and a lot of money in the bank for your down payment. You can wait and do whatever you want to. However, right now, the credit score situation is still such that you can afford to get a loan because they'll give you one. You don't have to have any extra down payment this week, or at least today. And they've not lowered any of the maximum loan amounts. So the maximum loan amount you can borrow on an FHA loan, how much can you borrow, Matt?
$331,000.
$331,000. Well, in Oklahoma, that could be considered upper end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So that's good. And VA, how much can you borrow on VA, Matt?
You know, honestly, there's not a limit on VA. So depending on the guarantee that's associated with the
bank. I love that you said it like that.
There is not a limit.
Yes. To get 100% loan without any down payment, it's 400 and what? Do you remember?
410.
410?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's 100% loan. Now, if you put 25% down, say you got $25,000 to put down, you can buy a $510,000 loan.
Correct.
Right? So, or house. So, and conventionally, has anything really changed on that yet? On limits or?
No, I mean, we're at the 511.
Okay. Yeah. You can borrow 511?
Yeah, maximum loan amount.
It's $511,000 until you get to a jumbo loan.
Yeah, then it elevates above. Yep.
Yes, and jumbo loans always cost more because they're higher risk, right?
And, yeah, correct. But in this environment we're in today, you know, and that's one of those hot topics of lending, that market is shrinking up. And Becky, you remember when that kind of collapsed after the housing collapse in 08, how the jumbo products went away? We're back in that environment now.
I remember the 80s.
Yeah.
When you were in junior high. So we really had a collapse on the jumbo market there, particularly in the Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma City area, because it was so energy driven.
Yep. So it's coming back where that market's going to be very thin.
Right. And so it's going to – lenders are still going to loan money, right?
Right. Absolutely.
But they're going to be a little more cautious. You're going to have be a little bit more steady and not be making late payments. Do you see that maybe after this coronavirus thing is over and people have not been paid for a while, maybe they've got their 3 to 6 month emergency fund, which, by the way, is pretty satisfying to know that you've got money in the bank to sustain yourself. Who knew we would actually have to use it, right?
Exactly, right.
Okay. But you need to keep 3 to 6 months and emergency fund there in order to continue paying the basics of life. This is your mortgage payment or your lease payment, your utilities, your food, the basics of life. Gas in your tank enough to get to a hospital, something like that. But, and of course, you can cut back and cut off your Sirius radio and that sort of thing. Since we own an Anytime Fitness gym, do not cancel that. Go to your gym, except that they're closed
now.
But but we're hoping that gets opened again real soon. So, okay, well, if you have a comment or a question, I'm going to invite you to call. Our number here is 840-1000. Ask a lender question. I'm going to send you a free lunch at Casa Perico's, where they are offering a 20% off on gift certificates. They are open for curbside service, and I will tell you, that's pretty sweet to drive up and get your chips and salsa and queso and everything else in there. Everybody is, as soon as they go back in the door, they glove, re-glove, new gloves. They're very conscientious about spreading a virus. They don't want to do it. They don't think they have a virus there, so nothing to spread. But they're very careful about that. But they have a location at 63rd and Meridian and 122nd and Penn. So support our good restaurants by holding on to your free lunch coupon and using that after they open again. We're going to return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. Sorry, Mark, that was your call to make.
That was my call to make.
Well, I mean, that was
that
you're supposed
bring
to
bring in.
Yes, I stepped on your toes. So sorry. We're talking with SWBC Mortgage. We've got Matt McLean and Dean Riddell, the man himself, right here. And Matt, you're so cute over there, you're nodding the man himself. We are talking about lending and what is going on in the lending market. And we can't talk about this without talking about forbearance, because forbearance is something that may or may not be available from your particular lender. And it is lender to lender. If you had loaned somebody $20 and they're supposed to pay you back on payday because that was your gas money that you're going to put in your tank the next week, and the government says, well, no, you don't have to pay them back because we're in forbearance. Well, the government doesn't get to do that except for government-backed loans, possibly. So tell me how that works, Matt.
Well, you're right, Becky. We're in an environment today where this subject matter, forbearance and forbearance agreements and accessing forbearance, is unfortunately at the top of the list. What I would advise is that you know what you're getting into. Dean and I take calls every day from current clients that are considering this as a result of a furlough or unemployment, and that is the number one piece of advice that we give people. Read the print, read the agreement. But essentially, and you're right, it has to be a federally backed mortgage. And the way a forbearance plan works today, and I emphasize today because this is evolving, it's very, very fluid matter today. But essentially, you can forbear a number of payments. Typically, it's 3 months of payments. It can go all the way up to 12 months of payments. That sounds good if you're unable to make your payment. But read the fine print, because the way it works, let's say Mark has a loan, his monthly payment is $3,000, he defers three payments. At month four, you are now due four payments in total, or $4,000. What typically happens is your servicer will step in, and then you get into some sort of repayment agreement or modification agreement, where you add the payments onto the back of the loan. But again, it's just vitally important if you're going to consider a forbearance plan, you clearly understand it, and you read the agreement.
So you don't want there to be fees attached to that, right?
No, and typically there are not fees. But again, you know, that's a substantial amount of money. You can't make one payment, and at the end of your term, now you're due for four payments. But again, there are alternatives at the end of that forbearance plan, and it typically involves a repayment agreement or a modification where you defer those payments to the end of the loan.
Which is capitalizing the payments on
right.
the end of the loan, right?
Exactly.
Okay. If you don't have the money to pay your payment, that would be a decent option. At least you don't show late payments on your credit report, right?
Right.
Cannot report those on the credit. That is correct.
Okay, well.
Until that forbearance period ends, as Matt indicates, after that timeline, and then you want to get into a repayment plan. And let's say the guidelines have not changed. 90 days passes, and you go, I can't afford three payments. And you kick into a repayment plan. That's where the credit implications can kick in, too.
Which means that you have to have good credit in order to recapitalize the loan?
That's where if you go on a payment a quarter a month for the next 4 months or 12 months, now that's going to show 30 days past due, 60 days past due. While we're in this forbearance period right now, it's not hurting your credit. Once that forbearance ends, it's like a, any existing loan today. It'll be showing us 30 days, 60 days past due.
Surely they're going to do something about that with the credit bureaus.
I think a lot will change
because
as we go.
What that is paid as agreed, because the lending institution agrees to the forbearance, and if the lending institution agrees and the person being lended the money agrees, then there should be no ding on the credit report.
Well, through that 90-day window that Matt referred to, forbearance period, that's correct.
But then at the end of the 90 days, you think they're going to show 3 months past due?
But at the end of 90 days, you know, Joe owes $1,000 a month. He defers those 3 months, or he's in forbearance. Here comes month four. He doesn't have $3,000 to pay the back payments. So they put him on a payment plan at that point.
Right.
That's where the credit questions come into play.
I think they'll work that out, Dean. I have faith.
And I don't think it'll be a lender call. I think it'll be something that the
credit bureau does.
Or the regulators say, lenders, this is how it's supposed to be handled.
Okay. I can't imagine that they would agree to a forbearance and then not make accommodations for that.
I mean, he has more nuggets to that.
Okay.
That,
go for it, Matt. Let's,
yeah, in terms of?
The 12-month cycle.
Yeah, so another, I think, very, very important issue is that if you enter into a forbearance agreement, regardless of the term, then once that agreement ends, you are tied to a 12-month period that you cannot finance a loan. So you can't refinance a loan in 12 months, nor can you sell your current home and purchase another home and utilize lender or lender financing to purchase that home.
So, that was one of the things I had heard and I wanted to confirm with you today of. So once you have gone into this, you are not going to get a loan for the next year.
Correct.
After your plan ends.
After your plan
ends. So if you extend
it
12 months, now you're 24 months into that issue.
So...
Well, and that hits you all on the front line, because if you're getting ready to list a home and you go, are you in any type of forbearance plan? Yeah, I did that 2 months ago. Can that person, they can sell all day long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They probably can't go buy the way it's written right now.
Well, buy now.
Yeah.
If you are, when's the time to buy, Mark?
Now.
Now. Yes. I mean, because this thing is unfolding. And I don't mean to be a fear monger or saying there's an urgency when there's not, but conditions are so good right now. It's like having a 78 or 80 degree day and a cool breeze at night, and you're going to wait until the thunderstorm hits to go outside and plant your flowers. It just doesn't make sense to wait because conditions are perfect right now, except for one thing. And that is inventory. We do not have much inventory still. And that makes sense because people don't want to put their houses on the market right now. I have at least a dozen people waiting to put their house on the market because they don't want anybody in their house right now. And they're waiting to put it on the market. So we might have a glut of houses right after this ends. So sellers, guess what that does?
Yeah. Now is the time. It's a great time to put your house on the market because the competition's so low.
Well, which means that you get top dollar for your house when you do that. So, Dean, tell me how they would find you if they want to talk about it, forbearance, if they want to talk about refinancing. If you're going to refinance, do it before you get behind on your payments.
Yeah, and I want to touch on one thing, that I'll provide that contact information. Matt touched on furlough unemployment. He and I have had a couple calls this week. People are gainfully employed, but they've hit the forbearance button not knowing the end result. So, so when Matt says, read the fine print, understand what you're doing, it's your best interest to do so. So you can reach Matt or myself at 858-7770. Either one of us would be glad to talk, visit, share thoughts, ideas, discuss forbearance, discuss financing, refinancing, purchasing a home. My website is www.deanriddellhomeloans.com, and Matt,
www.mattmcleanhomelending.com.
There you go. And go to my website to find all the information about contact. It's BeckyIvins.com. I could only afford one vowel in my last name, so I used it twice, I-V-I-N-S, BeckyIvins.com. Go to Becky's favorites. Mark, are we going to be back after the break?
We'll be back after the break
with
more,
loans on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins.
And Mark Carr.
I'd be the broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. I'm here with Dean Riddell and Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. And we are talking about lending in general. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do a small repair, lead you in the right direction on picking what is best to go on your roof for a covering, and handling an insurance claim from top to bottom, start to finish. So Robbins Roofing is 728-3700. Our word of the day today, Mark?
Forbearance.
Forbearance. We've been talking about forbearance, and a lot of people are using that word a lot more regularly now. So what does it really mean? Kind of means your loan payments are postponed or reduced, but interest continues to accrue, right? Until, you know, during that forbearance period, you do pay interest. Well, you don't have to pay it then, maybe. Kind of depends on your lender. But if you don't pay the interest during the forbearance period, it could be capitalized, which means it's added on to your principal balance, which means you're going in the wrong direction on your home loan. You're not paying it down. It's sort of like that negative amortization mortgage. Remember that?
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, negative am. Back in the day, Mark Carr, you were in elementary school, but back in the day, that was the early 80s?
No, it was early in the mid. It was heavy.
We didn't do anything mid-80s here except have foreclosure.
Right, and that's what I was doing at the time. That's why it rings a bell. That's what it was.
So we had what's called a negative amortization loan, and that's when you would buy a house and that your payment would start out actually lower than low. Like your mortgage balance would be going up. So it was less than an interest-only loan. So you're, for about 6 or 7 years, the mortgage payment, it stays steady. Your payment stays steady. But didn't it stay steady?
Your payment would remain the same, but your interest would accrue to the back of the loan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're building the negative equity.
Building a negative equity in a home.
Wow.
That was
makes
not
a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you who it makes sense for is like a young professional that is probably going to be a high earner. Had I heard Kelly Clarkson sing, I probably would have approved a negative AM schedule for her, right? or say a young doctor that is just out of school, that was real common for a young doctor to get the payments did go up, as I recall, because they would start out with low payments for a few years, and then they would step up as their career would take off. So, and forbearance has a little bit to do with that. We're doing away with loans, right? I mean, like the payments for a little while.
That's right.
So, okay, forbearance, our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. So what's our next topic we're going to cover, Matt? You've got a sheet of paper.
I'm going to jump in one thing quick on this forbearance thing that people need to understand, too. When Matt says read the fine print and understand, taxes and insurance are still due, guys. Mm-hmm. And so as payments are in a forbearance period for 90 days, 6 months, the lender is still responsible for paying taxes and insurance. So what happens when payments are not being made, taxes and insurance are being paid? There will be an ending period to where there will be an escrow analysis. Now you have payment shock that's hitting you in the eyes too, because the lender has advanced 3 months, 6 months has paid those renewals as they become due. Monies have not been coming in, so there'll be a point in time that escrow accounts could be reanalyzed.
Which means your payment's going to go up. And most people are familiar with their payment going up a little bit.
Right.
But if you don't make payments for, say, 3 months on your loan, and your escrow amount that goes to your escrow is
$300 or $400 a month.
Right. Well, if it's $300 a month,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, what does that give you? That's
$3,600.
Mm-hmm. Which means that over the next year, your payment's going to go up by quite a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's going to go up almost $100 a month to make up for the tax, the escrow you did not pay in. How about on FHA loans? Do you think they're going to, that MIP, is that going to, that's something that the federal government probably could forgive if they chose to.
Correct.
Wonder if anyone's thought of that. We should call Ben Carson.
I think we're in the infant stages of this. This is what Matt and I have been communicating, is that the initial swing was put a Band-Aid on it. We can offer the forbearance. I think there's so much still yet to be determined. I think there'll be changes as we go, but we can't assume that. We can only envision what the end result will be.
Dean, here's one of the things I think is significant, that this is changing so quickly. Having a local lender like SWBC with Dean Riddell and Matt McLean, you have someone locally to call. You guys can, that you can trust. And I think that's really significant at this time, because it's just changing so quickly.
Every day. And I appreciate that, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, we take calls daily from past clients, friends of past clients that just need information. So I think all of us have got to talk, teach, and educate, and that's what it's about.
First buyer I ever had, you serviced the loan, and she affectionately calls you Papa Dean. I need to call Papa Dean. In fact, you did, and then you refinanced because it was a better deal on it. And so every doubt that comes to my mind of, all right, have a question, call Papa Dean.
Call Papa Dean.
Yeah.
We love what we do. So, and that, whether we finance it or we don't, we're still going to extend the same level of service to whoever we're visiting with.
You have about 70% of your business is repeat clients that come back to you again, and referral.
Right.
Folks, I've referred you to a couple of my friends who have come for refinances to you, or for purchases, just in pretty recent months. And every time I see them, they go, that was a solid referral when you told me to call.
Thank you.
Dean Riddell. I really like him. I said, well, you like him. Did he do you a good job? Well, yes, he did, as a matter of fact. If Dean Riddell has done you a good job, I want you to go on and give him a review. How's that? If you have a Gmail address, you can go on Google and give a review.
Yeah, good move.
Would that work?
That'll work.
Okay, if we've done you a good job, go on Google and give us a review. If you have a Gmail address, you can do a Google review.
Right.
If you don't have a Gmail address, you can make yourself one. If you're a Yelper, people that use that Yelp app, if they use it, it's a really good source of reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a good review to go give someone your business or something, that's a great place, because they don't do just – they somebody can't hire someone on the other side of the world to just sit there and make up email addresses and give multiple reviews. It doesn't work that way. So give good reviews if someone's earned your five-star service.
And you touched on, and Mark did too, as far as just trust and relationships. And you look at your list of favorites. Look at the people you have on this show, from the Tim Fains to the Larry Robbins. I mean, it's you surround yourself with talent and knowledge, then you can be that educational source for people who have those questions.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
It's a great, great group of people.
You know, I try every now and then to mention one of my favorite people, and I'm going to highlight one of my favorites today. Are you ready? This is off the wall, but I had him. I knew I was going to have to use him. We're redoing some bathrooms in a nonprofit organization right now. And there was this plumbing chase that's been sealed up since 1964. And it's where toilets went back to back in the men's and women's bathroom. So we just knew it would be a moldy mess in there. Well, so I thought, okay. I looked up, I told the board members, okay, I'm going to call Wes Anderson. I think the name of his company, Mark, you can look that up for me. I think it might be Environmental
Solutions.
Solutions. Okay, yep. Yeah. Because he's really good at that bio cleaning and sealing up. He first extracts all the mold, then he puts a biocide on there and seals it up and so that you don't have regrowth again. We opened up this chase, and it was just plumbing parts that really hadn't even leaked. It was unbelievable. So we didn't need Wes, but if you do need someone to handle your mold, I'm going to suggest you go to BeckyIvins.com and click on Becky's Favorites and look for mold remediation, and that's going to be Wes Anderson with Environmental Solutions.
Yep, Environmental Solutions, and it's about 3/4 of down on your favorites. And so just go to BeckyIvins.com, click on favorites. And
what is his number in case someone went and got the crayon?
Number is 405-317-4857. That's 317-4857.
Well, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to have two smoking hot deals when we return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We do appreciate that you would sit here or drive there or wherever you're listening. Have that second cup of coffee and enjoy the last little 10 minutes of our show. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. I am joined here by
Mark Carr, Director of Operations and Buyer's Agent for the Becky Ivins Team.
And
Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage.
And Matt McLean, SWBC Mortgage.
And are you ready for all of our license numbers? 473.
Wait a minute. Get your pen ready for
47388.
180484.
196875.
119-7740.
Okay, I'm glad you got those memorized.
There's your lottery numbers.
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, get lucky with that one.
Hey, I sent out some lottery tickets to some of my clients. I have a group of clients that I just love. And I call them my fan club, and they are very loyal to me. And so I have just a list of about 50 to 75 that have just become really good friends, and I send them a lottery ticket on St. Patty's Day. And one of them posted the ticket online and said, from my favorite realtor, and won $4.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's
a good day. That was the big win from our lottery tickets. So, yeah, that's the only time I buy lottery tickets is for my clients, that my little fan club on St. Patty's Day. So,
Becky, I want to make sure our listeners know there's two ways you can virtually look at our listings. One is a guided tour that we're starting to do. You can go to BeckyIvins.com. There's a link that says virtual tours. And what that's doing is Becky or her listing partner, Judy, is walking through the house with you. You can watch the video. It's fantastic. The other way is you're the guide. You can do it through Matterport. If you go to any of our listings and on our website, click on tour, and you can walk with a 3D tour. So you, from your comfort of your home,
And the 3D tour is pretty cool.
It's amazing.
You can tell the floor plan of a home. It actually has kind of like a dollhouse view looking from above. You can click on it, and literally from your iPhone, you can just kind of move your iPhone to the left and go into the hallway to the left and see what's down that hallway and just walk through the house. So that is something that's not offered by many realtors, that's for sure.
No, and it's such a great tool. Like for our buyers, that's the first thing they want to see is just that overhead dollhouse. Let me look at the layout. They can know if it fits them or not, and it's perfect. I mean, it's a great
thing. In the bigger houses, you can literally walk right into the shower and turn around and see what kind of faucets are in there and look it up and see if there's a light in there and is the drain clear? No, maybe you can't. You can't go down into the drains, but you can look at the drain and the floor tile and stuff, just to kind of move your phone and walk right through it. So it's an excellent thing. We've had this for some time now, 3 or 4 years, but it has become very valuable nowadays with our social distancing. So, Dean, what's your closing thought here?
Well, we could talk quickly on rates, and I think your virtual comment is kind of interesting because
a real comment on virtual things, Dean.
I understand, and it's times like this that I think there will be some good and some changes that come out of how we do things.
Yeah,
and so I think if we need to embrace it, we need to get outside the box. We need to adapt.
You know, rates are down. They went over the last month. It's been a roller coaster here, right?
It has.
It's gone up to like 4.5, and now it's down back to 3.25 or so.
Correct.
So call Dean Riddell. Go to BeckyIvins.com. Find all the contact information. I thank you for tuning in. This is Becky Ivins signing off for this week, but tune in next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and we'll revisit a lot of real estate topics. So thank you, Dean. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Good night, John Boy. We'll see you next week.